The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. Central Time to all of you out there on this Super Tuesday.
Well, what's so super about it?
Well, that's when 15 states and American Samoa go out and they vote. Yep. Did you do that already? Did you go do your early voting? I would anticipate you might be standing in a long line today. Maybe. Depends on where you are. The worst thing you can do is not vote in the primary, because I'm not sure the election laws may prohibit you from voting in the general if you don't vote in the primary. Of course, then we have people who switch sides and they vote for people like Nimrata. And then they turn around, you know, depending on who the RNC nominates. And, you know, see, Nimrata is the candidate of choice for the Democrats. That's obvious. They want somebody in there that will basically cater to them, because that furthers their objectives, because they can make Nimrata's life very complicated, or they can make her life very simple and make her look like a hero, heroine. Yeah, she is heroine. All of this, of course, brought to you by the Power Mall. Don't know if you knew this or not, if you're listening and you're not a regular listener, if you're first time, understand that the Power Mall is the shopping mall that we have because we care about your health. And besides lifting up your request to God in prayer, which we do here on the show, by going to the powerhour.com and clicking the community tab and submitting a prayer request, we keep you healthy by shopping at the Power Mall. We are doing a spring 10% off site-wide sale. And if you buy more than $250, we ship it to you for free. How's that? We're also on TalkStream Live. For those of you who want to download the app on your smartphone, to TalkStreamLive.com and keep us in the Power 50 where we have been for, what, the last 12, 13 years now? Yeah. For those of you who want to listen by Dish and you don't want to spend the $2.99 or $2.69, whatever the case may be, if you're a Power Hour listener, it's less. You might be able to win a dish. And I'll tell you, I have one. That's some dish. Wow, that's some dish. That's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. No. You want clean, clear signal? Well, we do have it. RickSatelliteUSA.com has this dish system. And because of Power Hour J and Judy donating, donating those systems, we have one to give away. And you're going, oh, goody, goody, goody. Yep. So two ways you can win. One, you email us at support@thepowerhour.com, or you snail mail us a letter. Yeah, I know. It's going to cost you a forever bankrupt stamp. You send out a snail mail letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. That's Missouri. But it's M.O. Show me state, M.O. 65814. Yeah, show me the letter. Show me the letter. Yeah. Be sure to include your name, address, and phone number either way, because we have to have a way for Rick to call you. He wants to make sure you can use the dish. Got to make sure you have open, you know, if you live in the woods, it's going to be pretty hard to point a dish at the equator, don't you think? That's why he wants to know. A lot of you are paranoid. Rightfully so. I mean, given the articles that we've been putting out on our email blast, and you really need to subscribe. Go to thepowerhour.com and click on the newsletter tab and sign up for free. And here's the thing. If you're paranoid, You probably have a right to be, because the Section 702, the FISA, has not been, you know, see, after 9/11, which now everybody says is a false flag attack, they took this 1,200-some-odd page bill called the USA Patriot Act. It was sitting there just waiting to be introduced into Congress, and we created a false flag attack, and then we took this and we put it into Congress and says, here, you need to pass this right away to protect America, and if you don't, you're un-American. And see, this is what everybody was, oh, well, we have to pass it before we can know what's in it. It sound like Pelosi to you, Chatty Cathy? Yeah. Yeah, well, see, and they passed it, and all of a sudden everybody's rights got stripped. And we're all just sitting by going, oh, yeah, we feel so much more secure now going through the TSA and getting our groins patted down. Whoa. Now, that is a nervous laugh for those of you saying, Dave, are you laughing at them, or is this a nervous laugh? No, if you're paranoid, that is a nervous laugh. Take it either way you want. And see, with this Rick satellite dish system, you don't have to worry about being paranoid because nobody knows what you're listening to. They can't intercept the communications because you're not connected to the internet. Ta-da! Yeah. So this would be a good way to get one of these systems in your hot little hand. Now you know how to do it. And of course, when you go to thepowerhour.com, you're going to see this big red and white banner, boop, right in your face. And you know what that is? It's a subtle hint to make a donation. Now, you can call the Power Mall or go to thepowermall.com, and you can donate $25, and you'll get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste shipped at no cost to you. Or if you really want to get crazy, you can sign up and become a regular member and get more discounts at the Power Mall and donate every month. You can do it because, see, we're 100% reader-supported and listener-supported. And, of course, our website doesn't have web advertisements or adverts, as they say over across the pond. So because of the fact that this is an election year, we need to stay on the air more than ever. And so those of you taking advantage of the big pop-up banner, Kirvin and Janet, Vincent, Sandy, Rodney, Donnie, Kevin, and Mark, thank you so much for that. Appreciate that, because that keeps us rocking and rolling here. And we need to be, because we can't dissect the news and try to get to the truth of the matter. You know, this is one of the reasons why I wear this, you know, you ever seen these things? Robert Graham shirts? Yeah, I have one on now. And at the very bottom of each one of these, it says knowledge, wisdom, and truth. It's embroidered right into the shirt. Okay? Isn't that what we're all after? Knowledge is power. I mean, that's been our big thing. People have used it. That's okay. They can take and plagiarize that saying all they want to, because it's the truth. We don't sit there and scream like Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. Because most of you can. Most of you already understand what's going on in the real world today. Which is why, you know, we ask you to make a contribution to the Power Hour, because without it, you'll turn on the radio and we won't be there. We also have a partners tab on thepowerhour.com. When you click on and buy from anybody on the partners tab, please let us know you did, so we get credit for the purchases, because that's how the world works. Keeps the world spinning around. And of course, we're now on Substack, as am I, thepowerhour.substack.com. We have paid content and free content. The paid content is classic Joyce Riley interviews, and it takes time to put them together, which is why we offer it to paid subscribers. And that helps keep us on the air as well. We also have a community tab where you can go on thepowerhour.com and click on forum and share and chat with other listeners. We're going to attempt to get Stephen Williford on the phone. You remember him. He's the one that killed the shooter in Sutherland Springs, Texas, that shot up the church. He is a spokesman for the Gun Owners of America, and there's some pretty weird news going on here with the VA trying to get veterans banned from owning firearms. So we're going to talk to Stephen, hopefully, in the next hour. In the meantime, the French parliamentarians gathered for a special session at the Palace of Versailles and voted 7 780 in favor to 72 against to amend their national constitution. Mais oui. Yeah, parlez-vous français? Yeah. No, it's parlez-vous français. I studied it for 3 years. They want to amend their national constitution to include a guaranteed right to voluntary termination of pregnancy. In other words, they've enshrined the right to abortion in the constitution. Because, see, all of them realize the importance of the right to abortion in their constitution. And why is that? Because it's a way to reduce their population. And we all know how those experiments turn out, right? If nobody's reproducing and everybody's dying, that means there won't be anybody left. Except those that, you know, the Aryan race that, you know, are basically born and bred from Hitler. Then they want to rule the world in the form of the WEF and everybody else, right? Well, see, these people are a little whacked out up there. 780 to 72. Wow. Overwhelming support. Huh. They don't want to have kids, obviously. But they all want to go and dress up and drag and go parade around up and down the streets and buggery on the ICs. Yep. They want to have a little of that. And they want to do it to your kids. You know, it makes you wonder how many of those French parliamentarians out there are pedophiles, doesn't it? I mean, you know, they have these young boys. You never know. I wouldn't put them in public school these days if I were you. In fact, I just got an email from the moms in North Carolina. You know who those moms are I'm talking about? I'm talking about two citizen moms. They have done about everything that they can do to fix things. And apparently there's some things going on in the North Carolina legislature that have scared them to death. And so they're going to shrink their political campaign down. And, you know, I would love to get them on the show to have a final tete-a-tete and ask them, you know, about their move. If you are planning on taking a trip to Haiti, you might want to think twice about that because gangs have put a stranglehold on the capital city of Port-au-Prince, preying on the population, carving neighborhoods into warring criminal fiefdoms, cutting Haiti's international port off from the rest of the country. Most shared online videos? Torture footage, recorded and posted by gangs to spread horror and hasten ransom payments for thousands of people they kidnap. So last month, within hours of landing at the city's Toussaint Louverture airport, a CNN team began to receive forwarded messages from contacts sharing the latest cruel footage, a bound woman twisting away from flames as her kidnappers jeered. So it's happening. You really want to go there? I mean, this is like traveling south. You know, we had Nicole McCaw on yesterday, traveling south into places like Matamoros, anywhere south of McAllen, and you get kidnapped. Oh, yeah, why not? Let's go down there and get some drugs. Yeah, they're cheaper there than they are here. Let's go down there and get some drugs, not realizing that people are watching you. And you just never know. Somebody comes up, sticks a gun in your face, and it's over. You disappear. You really want that? How can people be so stupid as to put themselves in harm's way? But they do it every day because they think, especially these young kids, these young punks that think they're invincible, these Natalie Holloways, you know, they put themselves in precarious positions. Hey, come on out after curfew and let's go party. Then you disappear. And look how many years it took to try to get closure, and we still don't have closure on Natalie. Poor kid. Oh, but hey, I'm invincible. I'm a teenager. I can do what I want. Uh-huh. Sure you can. God gave you free will. How about common sense? Did he give you that? Supposedly he gave you a sound mind. Are you using it? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, this is Super Tuesday. Right after the show ended yesterday, we got some rather interesting news out of the U.S. Supreme Court. As I told you on this show before, you were talking about the truth, and I've studied the law. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was sitting there scrolling through the Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure, or FRAP, because I'm working with an attorney on a case that may have to go to appeal very quickly. So those are the kinds of things that you need to be aware of. If you weren't, there are so many rules. They've even cut down the number of words you can put into an appellate pleading to 13,000. You have to be very careful, and you have to do a word count. This is what's crazy. Oh, they have software that'll do that for you. And you don't want to go over 13,000 or they'll throw your appeal out. See, you don't know the law. See, this is what they've done. All these attorneys have gotten together courtesy of Gerald Nadler. Yeah. Out of New York, you know, which one I'm talking about? Yeah. The guy, the fat guy with the glasses? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, we're not going to talk about his religion. I think everybody knows. Nadler. Okay. And Jerry Nadler was part of this judicial committee that put together these 2021 rules. Well, see, you have to go to appellate before you can go to the Supreme Court. So yesterday at the close of the show, the Supreme Court said what I said, that states cannot bar former President Trump from the ballot using the 14th Amendment, Section 3, known as the Insurrection Clause, which bars oath-taking insurrectionists from holding public office. And they quoted exactly what I quoted, that responsibility for enforcing Section 3 rests with Congress and not the states. But these idiots, oh, hold on, I got a new word, retardandos in Colorado and Maine and various other states, Illinois, all seem to think that they can just block him from the ballot, Trump, that is. They basically said the judgment of the Colorado Supreme Court therefore cannot stand. The court said this in its 13-page unsigned opinion. Now, here's what's weird about it. They agreed 9-0 on the fact. You remember what I tell you about U.S. Supreme Court and its narrow rulings? They take a little sliver like they did right here. And see, nobody has been able to. This is what the Democrats do. You know, let's look at the liberal mindset. Shall we say that without, you know, specifically identifying Democrats? Could be rhinos, too. But they all take that insurrection clause because they don't want Trump in office. And they point a finger and they go, insurrectionist. The man said nothing about getting your guns, all your ammunition you have, fighting for your lives, march on the Capitol, and take out every living human being inside of it. Police, everybody. Surround it, take possession of it. Take over D.C. completely, by force. Take that square mile. Nope, Trump did not say that. He said everything far from that. He said peacefully. Nope. See, what happened is Pelosi, Bow Wow Wowser, and all those other morons, retardandos, set a trap for all those people. And they had people like Ray Epps sitting outside going, get in there. And starting stuff. So, you know, I mean, and they got the D.C. courts out there enforcing all of it and making all these people political prisoners. They're all in jail with no trial because they're enemy combatants. Uh-huh. Well, you see, and the Supreme Court, man, you know what the ruling, the actual ruling was? 5-4. So, how do you think that happened? Really? Because we have 5 Republican appointed and 4 Democrat appointed. Well, actually, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, of course, they issued an opinion concurring with the judgment, but said the court went too far in dictating novel rules for federal enforcement of Section 3. By God, it's right there in writing. No, we're not going to change the amendment. And so what did Amy Coney Barrett do? Wrote separately to note that all nine justices agree on the outcome. We should dial it all down now that this has been decided, not be all against each other. Okay. How's that going to work now? We still have divisiveness in America. Just because the Supreme Court said so doesn't mean that the states aren't going to try to cheat. Are we ready for that? I told you, you better keep an eye out. First duty today is make sure if you have not cast your vote, you do it. Those responsible people probably went out and took advantage of early voting because of the fact that your vote does count and because the lines aren't as long. That's why a lot of people do it. But some people say, I'm going to do my duty. And I'm going to wait until Super Tuesday, March 5, which is today. And I'm going to go down and I'm going to cast my vote, hell or high water. Okay. That's why they call it Super Tuesday, because we're talking about 15 states, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia, as well as the territory of American Samoa. They're the ones that are going to go to the polls today, and we're going to find out whether Nimrata gets totally shellacked and drops out of the race and whether she will support Trump after that, because the RNC will be forced to do that. And here's the real dilemma for all the libtards that are trying to choke off former President Trump's finances. He's got plenty, and he's got plenty of support. He's got over 80 million people who voted for him the last time, and a lot of them, because we heard from some of our callers yesterday on the show, think that he needs to fess up to certain things. Agreed. Somebody needs to sit him down and say, Mr. President, would you please explain exactly what happened when you were patting yourself on the back for the Operation Warp Speed vaccine campaign? And you allowed all these people, you by executive order could have stopped all these people from being murdered. Why don't you own up to that and take some responsibility for it? A lot of people out there wanting to know why he hasn't done that. It's like, what, all of a sudden you're turning from a CEO into a politician all of a sudden? Are you really going to drain the swamp this time? Well, you better get a vice president that knows what the hell they're doing that can help you do that, Mr. President. You better pick a candidate that's got a set of cojones. Yes, I know, because all those woke people out there, well, it could be a woman. Yeah, they got cojones too in so many ways. Yeah. I mean, I tell you, there are AI, Google's AI is out there saying that women can have male parts. Yeah. Yep, they can go out and get one of them their things called an anadictomy. Yep, they can. Yep. How's that work? Oh, my gosh. Man, what hath God wrought? A bunch of retardandos, people that are working for the other side. That's what it is, folks. They're working for the devil. This is Satan just rearing his ugly head right there through artificial intelligence. Hi, it's me, Lucifer. Welcome to the party, pal. Yeah. You see, every time you dial up, you want to play with AI, this is what you get. And now, hey, guess what? I've been reading articles that AI can create fake IDs. Amazing when your kids learn how to do that and they go out and get themselves fake IDs. Parents, if you're not paying attention to what your kids are doing on the internet, maybe it's a good time to start. Because they go get a fake ID and go do something adult and get themselves in trouble and maybe even killed. That's on you. You have a responsibility to protect your offspring and teach them the way they should go. Why am I giving you this lecture? Hell, it doesn't matter. You know, if you were doing the right thing, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. But there are new listeners out there that don't quite understand where we're coming from. And I'm not trying to offend you. Far be it. You know, we got all these Trump haters out there, yet last night he won the North Carolina caucus. Or no, Dakota, excuse me. The North Dakota GOP caucus he won. The night before Super Tuesday. And of course, Associated Press had to stick their nose in it, projecting the winner. You see, they always got to get the scoop. And then, of course, they have to say the win came a day after Nimrata picked up her first primary win, sweeping up all 19 delegates in Washington, D.C. But Trump's out there winning all these states and all these caucuses and all these primaries. And what's Biden doing? Tripping up and down stairs, fighting with a teleprompter, stuffing his face with ice cream, sniffing people's hair. And of course, they don't want to test his mental acuity. Oh, God forbid, we can't have that. That would confirm everything we already know. The one thing that the Supreme Court did do yesterday was they temporarily blocked a judicial system or decision that would let a Texas law take effect. Remember SB4? This is the one that the Fifth Circuit stated decision for 7 days to give the administration a chance to appeal to the Supremes. Well, they did. They did an emergency motion yesterday, and the Supreme said, guess what? You know, U.S. District Judge David Ezra in Austin. I'll tell you something. David Ezra used to work in Honolulu in U.S. District Court there, and he used to put tax protesters in jail. That should tell you. Anybody that's got a bone to pick with the U.S. government, guaranteed David Ezra will put you in prison. So, you should know who you're dealing with, because now they moved into Austin, Texas, to the Western District. Oh, I have a long history of studying Judge David Ezra. Trust me. Yeah, way back in 95, we had this little place called the War Room. And see, now Steve Bannon's using it. It's all right. Everybody knew where to call. Our phone was ringing off the hook. People were calling, complaining about stuff. And it's like, look, you know, we have what looks like a corrupt court system in America, don't we? When you have judges that all have these, I think they all had to sign a foreign agency. Yeah, foreign agent and non-bribery statute. There's stuff in there, forms they have to sign to be able to sit on the bench. So how many people know that they have to do that? Yep. Now, if you're a foreign agent, how would you be foreign to the United States of America? Because you're a member of the U.S. of A, Inc. That would make you foreign. How many people know that? Not a lot. So we'll continue this discussion, because SB4 has been blocked, so Texas officials cannot arrest illegal invaders as they cross the border from Mexico. Thank you, Supreme Court. Now, you really think the court system is screwed up? Oh, goodness. We got a judge in Arizona that, we're going to have some words after the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Super Tuesday. And for those of you who want to order from the Power Mall directly by picking up the phone and calling 877-817-9829 and talking to a human being, that would be Power Hour J. The phone lines open in about 26 minutes from now, Central Time. They're open till 4 p.m. Central. So while you're not voting, you should be on the phone ordering. All right? Keep us on the air. 25 minutes from now, by the way. It's 35 after. We were talking about SB 4 being suspended. So basically what the U.S. Supreme Court is saying, agreeing with Judge David Ezra in Austin, Texas, that SB 4 cannot be enforced, which means that you, if you live in Texas and you were relying on Governor Abbott and his band of merry men to go and arrest all these illegal invaders coming across the border and charging them with crimes, well, that ain't happening. So whatever Governor Abbott, you know, unless he's going to go tell the Supreme Court and Biden and everybody else to go, like my late father used to say, piss up a drain pipe, which I don't think is going to happen. That's how weak this man is. He wants to make you think he's strong, but he's not. He's a wimp. Wimp in a wheelchair. And that's the way it is. Sorry. You know, you wanted the truth. I'm giving it to you. I've lived in Texas. I can tell you. This is what they're saying. It's what everybody in the state knows. The liberals absolutely love having Abbott there, because he's basically do nothing until the last minute when it makes sense for you politically. This is the way they all are. All these politicians are like that. They want to sit there and glide on their salaries until, so oh, we have to do something? Oh, shoot. All right. So in the meantime, while SB4 is being struck down, Merrick Garland, what does he do? He goes down to a church in Selma, Alabama. Yeah, they were commemorating the 59th anniversary of the targeting of demonstrators by Selma police during an early civil rights protest. And what does he tell all the people at the church in Selma, Alabama? That the right to vote is still under attack. But he didn't provide any evidence in his speech for how requiring an ID would be an assault on voting rights. Wow. Seriously, when Johnny Law pulls you over, what do they ask you for? Yeah, ID. Where's your ID? And see, this is what Garland said. One of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. Now, why would he do it? Because that way they can cheat. And he is the master of cheating. He's in on it. That's why he's down there. He wants to make all of those folk down there in Alabama. Why is he using that southern tone? Well, that's where he was. Way down in Alabama, bam-a-lam. Yeah, that's where he was. Sitting there talking to all these people saying, they're ripping you off. The Voting Rights Act. Yeah. Making all these quotes, and we should be able to use drop boxes, and you should be able to just show up and say, I'm he, I'm she, and just vote without proof. Now, guess what a judge in Arizona just did while Mr. Mouth Merrick Garland was in Selma, Alabama? A false registration in Arizona is a class 6 felony. That's what a federal judge said. And who is it that said it? Somebody I'm very familiar with from the foreclosure world, Judge Susan Bolton, a Clinton appointee. Oh, yeah, I know Susan Bolton. I've read a lot of her responses and orders. And oh, yeah. Now, I know who this woman is. You know, she's a Clinton appointee. And you know what she said? See, we have all these Native American and Latino voters that filed this lawsuit. Mi familia vota. Yeah. And they're challenging the legislature's passage in Arizona of House Bill 2492 and 2243. And she said in her ruling that it was not discriminatory to require ID. Legitimate ID. Because the intent of the law was to prevent voter fraud. So here's what she said. This is the judge now. This is a Clinton appointee. There's, some judges actually have some common sense. They read the law for what it is because they don't want to get appealed. They put their foot down and shut this bloody lawsuit off from people that think they should be allowed to just walk in, demand a ballot, and vote. The Arizona election law says to be qualified to vote in Arizona, a person must be a United States citizen, small c, Article 1, a resident of the state of Arizona, and at least 18 years of age, Arizona Constitution, Article 7, Section 2. 2A says no person shall be entitled to vote in any general election or for any office that now or is or hereafter may be elected by the people or upon any question which may be submitted to a vote of the people, unless such person to be a citizen of the U.S. at age of 18 or over, have resided in the state for a period of time preceding such election as prescribed by law, provided the qualifications for voters at a general election for the purpose of electing presidential electors shall be prescribed by law. The word citizen shall include, that's include is the legal word for contains. You have to understand what context it's in. The word include means contains. You know, you put your hands together and you dip it in water. What's inside your hands? You've contained it in your hands. Water. That's it. That's what the law says. The word include means what's there. Persons of male and female sex. Oh, that kind of blows holes in the TG deal, doesn't it? Wow. Huh. Well, what sex were you born? Oh, shut up. Just give me the bloody ballot. I told you I do 80 different character voices. How do you think they're going to regard something like that? And then they're going to go off screaming, I've been discriminated against. Well, you changed your sex. Well, it says male and female. I identify as a female. Okay, fine. Hey, can you imagine the exchange when people are going to vote and you have that going on? Boy, how crazy can you get at the polls, huh? But you see, while Garland's saying IDs are not necessary, you got Clinton appointee judges saying they are. And they're upholding the law of the state. Hello. Okay. Oh, my goodness. See how times have gotten pretty crazy, huh? In the meantime, Tennessee governor is deployed. Yes, Bill Lee, you've done something now because it's an election year and you have to look like you're doing something. He has deployed National Guard troops to the Texas border. Like, what good is it going to do? All you're going to do is process these people because SB4 has been stomped on. So what good are your National Guard troops going to do? I just, man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, if we can't shoot them coming across the border or arrest them or do something, they are going to continue to invade the United States. And at some point in time in the future, all hell is going to break loose here. And you all think, oh, Krieger, you're nuts. You're nuts. That could never happen. This is America. That could never happen. Oh, really? Have you seen the number of illegal immigrant violations of law lately? I mean, you got illegal immigrants flipping off the cameras after beating up New York cops. You've got illegal immigrants raping, strangling, and murdering women. I mean, how many kids, you know? Oh, well, see, it's not, you know, they haven't targeted politicians' children yet. Oh, just wait till that happens. Oh, we've got to do something to stop it. They just killed my little girl. I'm a politician. I should be able to do something. Well, it all falls on deaf ears. And what happens when the guns come out? What happens when all these people that the UN is literally down there, they got a camp down there at the Darien Gap, and they're training all these military personnel. how to invade America. What are we doing about it? Well, it's not in my backyard, so I'm not going to worry. Okay. Now, when it comes to your doorstep, then you worry. Hope you're ready. Hope you figured out what Castle Doctrine's all about. And see, you know, the thing is with Trump, we'll see if he gets elected again, if, that big if, because, you know, now the incentive to cheat in the elections, oh, even greater. And see, it's not so much the primaries. Not so much the primaries. It's the general you got to worry about. It's what happens in November. See, all we're doing now is just picking our candidates for the two-party system, which is really a uniparty system, but this is what we're picking today. And supposedly, once the ballots, once this day is over, voting stops. We'll see about that. See, because not a lot of people vote in the primaries. I don't know why they should be coming out in droves. You should be. It's your duty as a citizen, period. And of course, you know why they're trying to throw Trump off his political footing. You know, they're going after Fannie Willis. They got Fannie Gate now. Because her Fannie has been accused of paying her boyfriend nearly $1 million to help her get him. Wants to get Trump while he flew the two of them on allegedly cash reimbursed lavish vacations. Well, guess what? Somebody named Mel, Village Crazy Lady on X, has been doing a little digging into Letitia James' background. And has discovered and posted online that she's been spending tens of thousands of dollars on all sorts of personal benefits. Oh, yeah. $15,000 on luxury hotels in Puerto Rico. $20,000 a year in meals. $70,000 dropped just at a New York City nightclub that was billed as an office expense. $84,000 in airfare to fly all over the country. She also stayed at the Beverly Hills Wilshire. Oh, my gosh. I almost choked on that one. Claimed $65,000 in reimbursements to campaign consultants, which is ex-user Jim Weed notes could literally be anything. And speaking of campaign consultants, Mel says, could anyone tell me why a state attorney general would need to spend over $300,000 in a single year on campaign consultants when she just won re-election the previous November? What could she be possibly consulting on? How to get him. That's it. That's what she's spending all that money on. She says she's not breaking any law with her expenditures. But considering the high bar she set for Trump in a civil fraud case, a little more galling that she plays so fast and loose with what she deems to be legitimate campaign expenses, according to some of the people on X. She also spent thousands at the 48 Lounge in New York City as a fundraising expense. A venue which claims to provide a luxurious and intimate atmosphere. Oh, my goodness. Intimate? How intimate, Miss James? What was going on there, huh? How much coke did you snort? You got a lot of room up there. All you get to do is look at her picture. Yeah, could I have a straw, one for each nostril? Okay. No, I don't know. I can make insinuations all day. But you see, anybody that's dropping that kind of dime and campaign on, I'm going to get him, that's a problem. It's a problem for all of us. Because see, all the people that are in line with this thing that hate Trump, I mean, they literally want to see the man dead or in prison. That's how bad it is. See how the devil works? What does a good book say? He who hateth his brother is a murderer. But yet, hey, Satan's running loose. Doesn't matter. People think what they want. Jeff Bezos, by the way, you know, Amazon founder, has a net worth of $200 billion. Well, he has just displaced Elon Musk as the richest person on Earth again. Musk is in second place, playing second fiddle with $198 billion. He's lost about $31 billion over the last year, while Bezos has gained $23 billion. Tesla shares tumbled more than 7% yesterday. I don't know if it's because of that. Apple was slapped with a $2 billion fine by the EU over anti-competitive music streaming practices. $2 billion? Well, that's a slap on the wrist. Why don't you make it $200 billion? That'd wake them up. My goodness. All right. The real issue that's going on here is what opened the books. We're going to have to get Adam Andrzejewski back on the show. I'll tell you why. 175.3 trillion reasons why. That's the most important financial number in the world, by the way. 175.3 trillion. That's our doomsday clock. That is the estimated unfunded Social Security and Medicare liability. Oh, did I get your attention? The gross domestic product of every country on planet Earth was $104.5 trillion last year. We're looking at $175.3 trillion is what it's going to take to shore up Medicare and Social Security. This is nearly as much as our federal government has spent on everything since the Constitution was written in 1787. And even adjusted for inflation, federal government's been paralyzed, according to Adam Andrzejewski in Open the Books. The last reform worthy of the name was 41 years ago next month. So Medicare, for those of you out there that are listening to the sound of my voice, is forecasted to start cutting benefits in just 7 years. Then why? I mean, look at it this way. What is Medicare taking care of? Most of us right now. Now, we start cutting benefits in 7 years. What do you think is going to happen? I'm sorry, we can't cover that. You're going to have to pay for that out of pocket. Ouch. Social Security's trust funds. Oh, it's a trust. Oh, they start running out of money in 10 years. The funds are projected for depletion by 2041. And I can tell you, if we're still around, yeah, if we're still around by the year 2041, you won't have a Social Security check coming every month. Well, unless they'll all scream bloody murder. But see, here's the thing. Supposedly, all these people that are like Gen Zers, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, Millennials, all put into Social Security, and there won't be any Social Security left for them. Oh, is that how that works? Oh, well, yeah, but we'll kill them in time. Don't worry. They'll be so injected and vaccinated, they'll die suddenly. That's what they want. Brady, how are you? Arizona, boy, you should be lucky now. Judge Susan Bolton just ruled they got to have an ID.
Well, when they can cross over the border and it's not an illegal activity, then they're allowed to vote in that same election, like what's coming up. How is that not a crime? We need to go back and say, actually, it is a crime crossing over illegally, and you're not going to get voting rights. You're going to get deported. If we go back to that right there, the whole situation is solved, because the whole open border thing is just another vote for the Democrat. And that's where we're stuck at right now.
Yep, we sure are. And that's a good point made. You know, all these people are coming across the border. And now that, you know, SB4 has been eliminated in Texas, more of them are going to start coming over the border. They're going to figure out how to get through. And all those people in Tennessee that Bill Lee just sent down there are going to do nothing but process them and help the feds process everybody and send them into the United States of America, where they can sit there and wreak havoc on you, me, and everybody else. Wow. Crazy. You can call back next hour.
You know, we're going to have another conversation. You were talking about... What's happening with Social Security? I mean, that's going to be gone not within like 7 years. You got to remember, everything in this country is in dollars. Once that petrodollar was taken off the world stage and destroyed by the BRIC system by Comrade Vlad, the dollar demise began. And you're just seeing what's left, like sands in the hourglass, the dwindling sands of the paper dollar burning up. That's what you're seeing every day when you wake up. And before you know it, there's going to be nothing left. It's going to be zero. So your Social Security, your stock market, your disability payments each month that are in dollars, that's not going to work out too well. So Krzyzewski and the silver bullion and the coins, that's your last option, because we're going back to Bible, buddy. We're going right back to Jesus in time.
Gotta love that, Brady. Thanks for your comments this morning. That's another reason why we have uscoincapital.com out there. Fred Dyshefsky already said all that stuff, and we appreciate it. JetBlue and Spirit, by the way, are ending their $3.8 billion merger plan after a federal judge blocked the deal. So guess what happened? Because of the fact they canceled it, they had to give Spirit Airlines $69 million, and JetBlue's stock went up and Spirit's went down. Oops. Gotta love that. All right. There's the music. That means we're done with the calls for this hour. If you want to call back after we're done, we're going to try to get Stephen Williford on the phone after this. Important messages from the Power and the Power Mall. Power Mall, by the way, opens in 5 minutes at 877-817-9829. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.